91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. This hour is aimed at diabetes, with updates on research and treatment, as well as Linda Gastenheimer's books on diabetes-friendly meals and recipes. Good afternoon, Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. Also, Lori Gonzalez, a specialist with the University of Miami's Diabetes Research Institute. Diabetes affects nearly one-third of all Americans. We'll have information about new research and diabetes management. Also, a Topical Currents pledge promotion for those who make a pledge during the program. We offer a package of Linda's diabetes books, which include simple smoothies, no-fuss diabetes desserts, quick and easy chicken, and one-pot dishes. All are published by the American Diabetes Association. That's next. First, the news.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to our spring membership campaign.
And it's nice to be back.
Yes.
I was able to take the day off yesterday when we had the recorded thing of Seraphic Fire. I listened. It was better the second time around.
That's good. I'm sure they'll be happy to hear that.
Because you edited more of me out. See, it was better.
Oh, please. Okay, so it's our spring membership campaign day two. We're going to get to food and dining in a second. We have lots of gifts, but what's going on?
Well, we want to talk about Lunch with Joe and Bonnie very quickly. You might want to get in right off the bat for that. A lot of people have been taking that in recent drives, and you and I both have a lot of fun with those. For a $250 contribution, you and a guest can come, and you have lunch with Bonnie and with me.
Catered from a local establishment.
And we spend about an hour there, and we talk a little bit about the program, and we learn more about you. We've had some fascinating people come and have lunch with us, and we've had some great contacts and made some friends.
We have. So if you want to make your contribution during Topical Currents at the lunch, if you can afford that level, $250, or anything, $5 a month to show your support for the authors, local history, food, dining, and everything else we do on Topical Currents, the number
is 866-247-9576, 866-247-9576. You can also pledge online at WLRN.org, but I don't know. We prefer you kind of call.
No, we wouldn't. It's easier online.
Oh, okay. This is my first day of the pledge drive. Okay.
That's true. Okay. Yes. It's easy. 2 minutes of your time. Either way, we appreciate no matter whether you call or pledge online. 866-247-9576 or WLRN.org. So, it's time now for chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gastenheimer on our Food and Dining Thursday. We focus on one of her special concerns, which is diabetes. She's the author of numerous books on how to maintain both a diabetes-friendly diet as well as get really delicious flavors and even desserts. So, Linda,
yes,
welcome.
Are.
Tell us more.
Thank you. Hi. You know, maybe you have a connection. Maybe it's a relative or a friend or yourself. There's so many people who have diabetes. In fact, the new numbers I just found out, more than one-third of our nation is either pre-diabetic or diabetic.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
More than one-third, and our guest today is going to give us the latest numbers. It's just unbelievable. And so, you know, we have so many questions. You know, what are the risk factors? What are the new findings that they're doing to research to help combat the disease? And of course, what should we eat? So Lori Gonzalez is a certified diabetes educator. She's from the University of Miami Diabetes Research Institute, and she's here to help us with some answers. So welcome, Lori Gonzalez.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Great to have you. And, of course, we always love having our favorite wine guy who will be with us today, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. And you can read Fred's wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column that's in the Miami Herald every week. You can also read his wine column that's in the Saturday food section of the Miami Herald. Fred, are we drinking today?
I'm going to talk about a revolutionary new movement called Anything But Chardonnay.
What? Huh? Okay, you got our interest. You sparked our interest here. We'll wait to hear all about it. Let's go to Lori Gonzalez. Diabetes epidemic. You before the show, you gave me the latest numbers. What are they?
Yes. Well, actually, today is World Health Organization.
1 second.
That we're having trouble with the mic.
Yeah, we need.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Today is actually April 7th, World Health Day. And
oh, very much today.
Yes, today.
Wow. Yeah.
And our main focus is beating diabetes. So
the world, all throughout the world, beating
yes.
diabetes, World Health Day. That's
yes.
today. Well, it's a good day you're here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, basically, about 108 million people in 1980 have been diagnosed with diabetes, and they expect that to be 422 million in this next
That's
year.
That's the increase.
Yes.
I didn't want to do the math about what the percentage
yes.
increase is on that.
Yes.
And now, we've made a distinction. There's diabetes and prediabetes. So explain, what is prediabetes?
Sure. Prediabetes is actually diagnosed if someone has a fasting blood sugar over 100 but less than 126. Or a random blood sugar, doesn't matter when they've eaten, over 140 but less than 200. And I tell people that they really need to see their physician not only when they're sick but when they're well, because a lot of their family history would kind of determine where the doctor needs to do blood tests and have more preventive type care. That's what we want to do, is prevent. We don't want to be reactive, but we'd like to be proactive.
So it's a warning system, and it's and if you can get that warning system and follow it through, you'll be better off.
Absolutely.
Right. So you're doing some amazing research at the Diabetes Research Institute at the University of Miami. And so I was told that there have been several people that you've been working with who've been off insulin for many years. So what is that all about?
Yes. Dr. Camilo Ricordi is our director at the DRI, and we have many scientists and pioneers. Our goal at the DRI is to the best hope for a cure for type 1 diabetes. And we have...
Now, can I stop you for half a minute?
Sure.
Because many people don't realize that there's a huge difference between type 1 and type 2.
Yes.
Type 1 is an autoimmune disease. It's different.
That is correct. Yes. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease.
Okay.
And it's mostly seen in children, and it can be seen in older adults too.
So, and therefore, it has nothing to do with whether they were overweight, not overweight, whether they exercised or didn't exercise. It has nothing to do with that.
Absolutely nothing. And usually a person with type 1 diabetes is very thin and lean. Unfortunately, we don't know why some kids develop it. Some adults over 25 develop it. It's just an autoimmune disease that starts attacking their own beta cells in the pancreas.
So this research you're doing, what have you done?
Basically, the DRI BioHub is a bioengineered mini organ that mimics the pancreas, and it contains real insulin-producing cells that can sense the blood sugar release. And
so it's called a BioHub.
Yes, that's the
what
program.
What is that?
Basically, this BioHub is a form that they developed, a platform is what they call it. And they actually extract islet cells from cadaver donors. They put it on this platform, and it actually is surgically implanted. And wherever it's surgically implanted in the body, it actually starts producing beta cells. And the first participant was 8 months ago. She came from Texas. And as of right now, 8 months later, she's insulin-free.
Insulin-free.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean... But she has to take anti-rejection drugs. So that can cause other situations.
Yes, yes. But we are working on different types of research right now at the DRI where the person will not have to take anti-rejection drugs, which is really amazing.
That would be absolutely amazing that... these people would be able to not have to worry about taking insulin.
Exactly.
Where they really have to take it for the rest of their lives
right.
otherwise. How exciting.
Yes.
This is very exciting. And you did tell me about another form, for especially for children, where they just have a little implant going and that will read their blood sugar constantly?
Yes. The great news is that 20 years ago, we didn't have the advantages that we have now with blood sugar monitors, continuous glucose monitors, different ways of administering the insulin through insulin pumps. So our goal is to give people that flexibility where they can live their life. That's what we want. We want them to be in control of the diabetes, not the other way around.
So it's just, you were telling me, it's just a little pinprick.
Yes.
It's it embeds something inserted.
Yes. It's a little, basically a sensor. It's about a hair thin and about the size of a wire.
And that's it. And then it'll speak to your telephone, your smartphone, and tell you how you're doing.
The Dexcom G5, that is correct.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking with Lori Gonzalez from the University of Miami Diabetes Research Institute. You can see we're talking about diabetes. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll be back with more.
And it's our spring membership campaign. Thank you, Linda and Lori and Bonnie Berman, Joseph Cooper, and all of us, to remind you that because it's our spring membership campaign, we can only bring you topical currents 4 days a week through your contribution. So we ask you to do that a couple of times a year, and this is one of those times of year. The number to make your contribution and show your support for everything we do here on Topical Currents, including food and dining, is 866-247-9576, 866-247-9576. Online, it's WLRN.org. And Linda, we have a special offering.
Very special, yes.
Tell us what it is.
Okay. Well, as you know, I've written several books for the American Diabetes Association, and we have four books here. It's a four-pack deal. And we're going to talk about eating and food in the next segment. But one's about all smoothies. Another book is No Fuss Diabetes Desserts, because everybody knows I love desserts. And I have another one called Quick and Easy Chicken. And one delicious one-pot dishes. All four books, all vetted by the American Diabetes Association, published by the association, for a pledge of $150 or just $12.50 a month, you can have all four of those books and I will sign them. And you can really, the whole point is we have to take the fear out of food. These are foods that you can all eat and enjoy.
And it always seems like when someone is diagnosed with diabetes that they're doomed to this horribly bland diet. But as these four books show, that's not the case.
No, that's right. I mean, I'm always asking, is pork on the list? And I want to tell everybody.
Oh, pork's on the list.
Pork's on the list, yes, for sure. It was the first thing that Joe looked for in the books.
I'm sure the first thing he looked for was bacon, not just any pork. Okay, let's give the number. If you'd like to pick up four of Linda's books, it's a great opportunity. She will sign them to you. She'll autograph them for you. It's just $12.50 a month if you become a sustaining member, where you set it and forget it, or a one-time gift of $150 at the number.
The number is 1-866-247-WLRN, 866-247-9576. And please show your support. If you don't want to pledge at the $150 level, then show your support for us here. That I know Bonnie and Joe work so hard, 4 days a week, producing these programs. I work very hard, one day a week. And people say they love the shows. I love it when people say, you know what? I had to go run out and get something to get my lunch when I was listening to you. So we need you to show your support and how much you enjoy these programs. It's 866-247-9576.
Or online. It's very simple. Takes 2 minutes of your time, whether you call or go online, WLRN.org. We also have another opportunity. Of course, $5 a month as a sustaining member is all we ask for. If you can afford more and give the $12.50, you can get Linda's books, or you can have lunch with Joe and me. Joe, that's for a pledge of how much?
$250, and it's really a really nice day and an hour with Bonnie and with me and a great lunch and also some other public radio listeners. Then you get to come upstairs and be in the production room, the broadcast booth, the control room, and watch how we put the program together. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, and I'd love them to come on a Thursday, and we can talk with them about the food if they want to do that.
There might be a chef on hand.
There might be a chef on hand, and we always have food.
So again, the number is 866-247-9576. Online, it's WLRN.org. Whatever amount you contribute at, it's just important to become a member and go from being a passive listener to an active listener member. We also have a drawing for this spring membership campaign. It is a drawing for a trip to Italy for two, courtesy of Nada's Italy Tours. And there's so much more. You can find all about it on our website, WLRN.org. The drawing ends on Thursday, April 14th at 7 p.m. But hey, today it's April 7th. Let's get this pledge drive done with. The earlier we get your pledge, the earlier we can end the drive. So 866-247-9576, WLRN.org.
Jason Zabka with you. Thanks so much for joining us for this special pledge edition of Topical Currents. Topical Currents will return in just a moment. Stay tuned to WLRN.
I do love a good mystery.
Me too. There's nothing like sinking your teeth into a great crime drama.
Except going to bed every night with a different detective.
Excuse me? How is that even possible?
On WLRN-TV, of course. You can catch a different detective in action every weeknight.
Well, I don't mind if I do. Thanks for the tip.
To raise. Solve the latest crimes with a different detective every weeknight on WLRN-TV.
Florida State University and its Raise the Torch campaign are dedicated to enhancing the student experience, promoting job creation, and improving society through research. Online at raisethetorch.fsu.edu.
She gets too hungry.
South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center presents Broadway, The Big Band Years, featuring hits from Gypsy, 42nd Street, Guys and Dolls, West Side Story, and more, with standards such as Luck Be a Lady, I Get a Kick Out of You, and I Got Rhythm. You can join musical director and conductor Keith Levinson and the Curtain Up Orchestra as they celebrate Broadway's best. Saturday, April 9th. Tickets available at smdcac.org.
The Point Foundation, helping to create positive change in the LGBTQ community through education, presents the Miami Cornerstone event Saturday, May 7th at the Rusty Pelican on Key Biscayne. Info at pointfoundation.org/Miami16 from the WLRN Community Bulletin Board.
Gonzalez from the University of Miami Diabetes Research Institute. She's a certified diabetes educator. She's been telling us about some of the wonderful research they've been doing there. We're going to be talking about the myths and realities of eating with diabetes. And I didn't know that today is National Health Day, and it's concentrating on diabetes. Just to let you know, here's another chance for you to support Feeding South Florida. Wednesday, April 13th at Marlins Park, there's a chance to taste the food from 20 of South Florida's top chefs, and 98% of those proceeds will go to that charity. It's called starchefs.com, Rising Stars, and that's where you go for the tickets. But let's go to, we're talking about diabetes, and we've been talking about the research, but let's talk about what to eat, Lori. Is it still true that you're supposed to have 3 meals and 2 snacks a day?
Well, actually, I really liked how you started the segment that you shouldn't be afraid of food. There's no such thing as a diabetic diet. And families, they don't have to cook 2 different meals. Everybody should be eating this healthy.
So this is the way we all should be eating.
Absolutely.
So what should we eat?
Well,
that's the point.
The main source of fuel for our body, for everyone, whether you have diabetes or not, is carbohydrates, healthy lean protein, and healthy fats. So people tell me, well, what is a carbohydrate? Well, we have bad carbohydrates and healthy carbohydrates, which come from whole grains, brown rice, whole wheat bread, fresh fruit, vegetables.
So it's what we've all been told. Forget about the fact that we're talking about diabetes. We've been told that by our government, by everybody else, that we should be having healthy carbohydrates. Think brown.
Correct.
Think whole grains.
That is correct. But even though fruits are very healthy for you and contain a lot of fiber, it doesn't mean that you can have your share of large portions of fruit, because they do raise blood sugar.
What about a fruit like avocado?
Well, avocado is wonderful. That's a very healthy protein, mm-hmm. and it also contains healthy fat. as well as salmon with omega-3s. So it's just a complement of all three sources of carbohydrate, protein, and fat that we should be having at every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So you keep talking earlier before the show, you're saying to me, well, you don't necessarily have to have a snack if you've had a good, healthy breakfast or a good, healthy lunch. So what's
that
good, healthy?
Well, that old adage, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, is very true. But it doesn't have to be breakfast food. It could be leftovers. It could be a turkey and cheese sandwich. The complementing of these carbohydrates, protein, and fat fuels our body. It's like putting gas in a car. So you need to find those three components that you like, whether it's two slices of whole wheat bread and turkey and low-fat cheese, or eggs and a protein source like turkey bacon. Regular bacon.
There you go, Jess.
Regular
bacon. About that turkey bacon. Okay.
Yeah, I saw that spark.
Better than no bacon at all.
Or, turkey sausage, eggs, peanut butter, almond butter is fantastic. That's the new fun food, is all the types of nut butters. I think you just have to be creative. And what's great with Linda's cookbooks is that it takes away the thinking, and you could see how different foods come together. They're healthy and they taste good. That's important.
Thank you very much. That was wonderful. And I didn't even ask for that plug.
Well, Lori, concerning breakfast, would one of Linda's Simply Smoothies be a good idea for breakfast?
Yes, it would. Actually, it has those components that, we are looking for. The fresh fruit, and the protein, and it's actually really good, even for kids that have to wake up so early and their lunch is like 3 hours or 2.5 hours after breakfast, and they don't get out of school.
You probably even set up the blender the night before.
Absolutely.
Have it in the refrigerator and then just pop it on.
Yes, absolutely. Or even pre-make it the night before and it's all set in a takeaway container.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. Because in the book Simply Smoothies that he's talking about, there's breakfast, lunch, and snacks.
Right.
And all of them, that breakfast and lunch is a complete meal. And there are several, as you said in that book, that you could make the whole thing the day before. It'll hold.
Right.
Put it in whatever container you're going to have.
Right.
Run out the door, and you're having a complete meal.
Exactly. That's very important. I think planning is also very important. And that's what your book helps us, is to plan ahead and make sure that we're getting all the nutrients that we need.
Right. And so now let's talk a little bit about going out to dinner, because our social life is involved about eating out, and it's so difficult. What are some tips you have there?
Well, it is true. Our social life is always surrounded by food. Birthday parties, it seems like there's one every week
right.
at the DRI. But basically, it's just staying within healthy choices. So instead of choosing fried food, you can choose baked or boiled. Try to include fish once or twice a week. So that's nice, because if you don't like to cook fish at home, you can have that as a treat when you go out. And just trying to include healthy, non-starchy vegetables. Those are the filler foods, so perhaps you may not need an appetizer. Or if you do and want to indulge in dessert, then you might have to stay away a little bit of the starchy food that you might eat at dinner.
That's a good point, too, because, as you said, plan ahead, and it's kind of a nuisance to plan ahead. We don't always think about it ahead of time. But if you want to have a dessert, then don't have the bread or the starch during the meal.
Or don't have the appetizer. Absolutely.
Right. And so...
And share. Sharing is caring. Sharing is good.
That's good. So get one dessert for the whole table, and you won't eat too much because everybody else will be mad at you.
Exactly.
So that's a help. And what about... people always say to me, oh, well, the sugar-free snacks... sugar-free candies and all of that.
Right.
So what about that? Is that good or bad?
Well, actually, it's not good for you. Sugar-free does not mean calorie-free. And they have a lot of additives that are not good for you. The sugar-free candies, they have that terrible sugar alcohol. And if you're not careful, it doesn't mean you can indulge in these products. They also are very expensive and don't taste very good. So you're better off with the real thing in a smaller portion than you are eating all this sugar-free food.
Bonnie, were you going to say?
I was just going to, you mentioned sugar alcohol, and I was wondering, is alcohol verboten if you're diabetic?
I think first we have to say that the sugar alcohol is not an alcohol. It's
right.
a chemical thing.
But it just made me think. And then
but
with
the
Fred
alcohol,
here.
Right, yeah. Fred would like to know.
Yes.
No, alcohol is never prohibited.
Okay.
Actually, we just recommend that someone with diabetes should always have alcohol with food. They never want to have it on an empty stomach, especially if they're taking certain medications or if they're taking insulin. Alcohol tends to cause a delayed low blood sugar response or hypoglycemia. Oh. So they need to have some form of carb, healthy lean protein, and healthy fat accompanying their...
So they can have a glass of wine,
absolutely,
for example.
Absolutely.
Right.
Or champagne.
Well,
yes.
And we've always said one for women and two for men.
Ah, okay.
And if you're going to have this, is that still true or
yes,
not?
It yes, is. Yes. It is.
And the other thing is if you're going to have, a mixed drink, then watch the setups. Because
exactly.
the setups have all the sugars
right,
in them.
Right, right. So you may want to choose, instead of having a mixed drink with juice, to try to have it with a diet soda so it will not impact the blood sugar so much after.
Right, and we only have a few seconds left, but we'll get back to this later as well. Sweeteners, artificial sweeteners. What's the story?
Well, the story with those is that there's a ton of them now, and people have to really be more proactive of reading food labels. So we have the Splendas and the Equals and the Sweeten Lows, but actually one of the best choices is Stevia or Truvia because it's made from a plant. It's actually 200 times sweeter than regular sugar. But again, everything in moderation. It doesn't mean you can have 3 packets in your cup of coffee or tea. But everything in moderation, just like when you show with your delicious desserts, the appropriate amount to use for that dessert.
Right. You know, I've noticed, speaking of desserts, that some restaurants are starting to make mini desserts, a little piece of chocolate cake for $3.95 or something instead of a big one for $12.
That is correct. So the smaller portions allow you to indulge in your favorite foods. You shouldn't feel like you're deprived. Just like if you tell a child they can't have that cookie, what do they want? The cookie.
The cookie.
So
right.
just think
so,
smart.
And that's what I did with the, we're going to talk about the fact that you can have these 4 books on the pledge, but the No Fuss Diabetes Desserts. They're there. You can have
right.
them.
Right. So you're referring to our spring membership campaign.
That's right, I am. Thank you.
Which is in its second day now. And we're doing quite well. We want to continue to do quite well. And, you know, Topical Currents is really, I think, a local gem, if I may say. We take on a lot of local issues, right, Joe? Environmental issues.
Indeed,
history.
Indeed.
And
all
the
those.
Fact is it's local. And that's so important that you're getting information right here.
Right. And not every show focuses on a local issue, but the majority of them do. And I think it's an important part of our community. So we ask you to show your support for Topical Currents by making a contribution, whatever amount works for you, at 866-247-9576, 866-247-9576. We need to raise the money it takes to bring you the program. Online, it's WLRN.org.
Right, and we have a special gift for you
right.
at the level of $150. You'll get 4 of my books. I'll sign them. And they're wonderful blueprints as to how you should be eating with diabetes as well as having wonderful recipes. But you may want to give them away as a gift if you know somebody with diabetes. There's one on Simply Smoothies. Which we talked about earlier, that those are complete meals. You can just drink your meal on the way to the office. There's another one called No Fuss Diabetes Desserts. And when I wrote that book, I wanted to make sure that you had a dessert that wasn't 1 inch big. It had to be something
right,
that would
right.
satisfy you. And we have another one called Quick and Easy Chicken, all of those chicken recipes, and then Delicious One-Pot Dishes. All 4 books. For the pledge of $150.
Or $12.50 a month as a sustaining member.
Right. And that's at 866-247-WLRN, 866-247-9576. But they can also go online.
Sure, at WLRN.org. And you can pick up Linda's books and she will sign them. She will autograph them and make them personally for you or for a friend or family member that you'd like to
it's
give
really
them to.
It's really quite reasonable for that amount of pledge. 4 books plus your membership to public radio.
Yeah, I mean,
really
that's
is.
What we're trying to stress, of course, is that you're paying for the programming because we are funded by you, our listeners. And we also have the other thing, Joe.
The other thing?
The other
hey,
thing.
That's my thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Your thing.
Lunch with Joe and Bonnie. And you can come in, have lunch with Bonnie and me and some other public radio listeners probably, maybe even just the two of you, you and a guest for a $250 contribution. And then we come upstairs. You get a tour of the station after that. And then you come upstairs and you can sit in our broadcast booth and observe topical currents being produced. And it's very interesting. Perhaps you have a young person that you know who's interested in communications or journalism or something
or
like
cooking.
That. Or cooking.
Or cooking.
They could come in on a Thursday. Right. It would be invaluable experience for them.
Right. And that's for your $250 pledge. Or you can also do that as a sustaining member, which would be a little over $20 a month. So let's say $22 a month. I think that makes $250, something like that. 866-247-9576. Whatever amount works for you, works for us. The idea is that many hands make light work, and that's how we bring you these shows, by many, many, many of you, our dear listeners, that contribute and make your contributions of just a couple of times a year or once a year, whatever works for you.
Bonnie, if you want to do the lunch with you and I on the Lunch with Bonnie and Joe, you could make a day of it downtown. Come down and go to a museum in the morning, swing by and have lunch with Bonnie and me, watch topical currents, and beat traffic home.
Yes. In fact, you can go to the PAM, Perez Art Museum, which is
the historical
really
museum.
A gorgeous
it's
museum.
It's right across the street.
History Miami, I mean.
Right.
Right. And, History Miami and the New Science Museum, that's opening soon, I believe.
It's not to the fall.
The
yeah,
fall.
Right.
Anyway, and by then, that's maybe when you'll come and have your lunch. 866-247-9576, WLRN.org. Remember, when you make your contribution, whatever amount, you're automatically entered into the drawing for a trip to Italy, courtesy of NADA's Italy Tours. And it will be tailored just for you to either Rome, Florence, or the Tuscan countryside. So all that, and you'll be supporting public radio. WLRN.org.
WLRN presents An Evening with David Sedaris, author and NPR contributor, at the Parker Playhouse on April 21st at 7:30 p.m. Tickets and information are available at davidsedarislive.com. By Sofer Vein, specializing in the treatment that eliminates varicose veins which cause tired, achy, cramping, and restless legs. Most insurance is accepted. More at soferhealth.com or 866-963-VEIN. Broward Center for the Performing Arts welcomes Palabolas Dance Troupe on April 8th and 9th. For more than four decades, Palabolas has enthralled audiences with jaw-dropping athleticism, mesmerizing transformations, and gravity-defying choreography. Newsday raves, Palabolas is a mind-blowing troupe of wildly creative and physically daring dancers who leap, fly, and break all the rules. Palabolas, April 8th and 9th. Tickets available at browardcenter.org and Ticketmaster. The Miami Rum Festival returns for its eighth year at the DoubleTree Airport Convention Center April 15th to 17th, featuring generous samplings of a wide range of rums from the Caribbean region and beyond. Tickets available for this three-day grand tasting online at miamirumfest.com. We're funded by WLRN members and by FPL. Over the last 10 years, while energy is being used in more ways, FPL has worked to help save on energy. FPL is using smart technology to find ways to deliver affordable energy. Details are at FPL.com.
And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And we're talking with Lori Gonzalez. She's a certified diabetes educator, and she's at the University of Miami Diabetes Research Institute. And she's been telling us wonderful information about the research they're doing, about myths and realities of eating with diabetes, and telling us that's the way we should all be eating anyway. I like the fact that she said there's no such thing as a diabetes diet. It's the way we a healthy diet that we should all be eating. We'll get some more information from her in a minute, but I'd like to tell you that there's an event going on next Wednesday, April 13th, at the Marlins Park, and it's going to benefit the food bank, the nonprofit food bank, and it's going to have 20 of South Florida's top chefs handing out foods. 98% of the proceeds will go to the charity. If you want more information, go to starchefs.com, Rising Stars, for the tickets and for the information. Well, we've been talking about healthy eating and diabetes foods and all of that, so it's dinner in minutes time, and people ask me if they have diabetes or if they don't have diabetes. Is pork off the list? And it's definitely on the list. As Joe already said, Joe already noticed and went for it. It's a Mexican pork and bean chili, and it's from my book, Delicious One-Pot Dishes, published by the American Diabetes Association. Now, this recipe takes about 5 minutes to prepare. You put it on and let it cook for 20 minutes, so you don't have to do anything while it's cooking. So, Joe, you can do this.
Also, I noticed it has ground cumin in it, and you could grind your own right before you put it in. It's even more pungent.
Joe Cooper, my goodness, you really impressed me. When have you ground your own cumin?
I have.
I don't doubt that.
In a mortar and pestle.
Even. Yeah.
Well, how nice. Okay, so take his advice. It won't be exactly in minutes, but it'll be delicious. And, you know, the manufacturers are really helping us now with healthier products. And so you can find, this takes diced tomatoes in a can, but you can find them without salt. Major brands in the supermarket, and that adds a lot of flavor for your chili. And I use pork tenderloin, some onions, some green peppers, some beans, and, as Joe says, spices, ground cumin in it. Serve that with a little brown rice that you can make in the microwave, a little bit of sour cream, some chopped cilantro, and that's a one-pot dish, simple and easy. And that recipe is on my website at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred Tasker, what are we drinking? You teased us earlier about the Chardonnay stuff. Fred, are you with us?
It's the most popular wine in America.
Okay, Fred, we missed you for half a second. So we talk about Chardonnay is the most popular wine in America?
Yeah, Chardonnay is the most popular wine in America. It's 21% of all the wine that Americans drank last year. It's ubiquitous and it's tasty, and unlike a lot of other wines, everybody knows how to pronounce it. Still, you don't eat meatloaf every night, I hope, so you may not want to drink Chardonnay every night. In fact, so many people have drunk so much Chardonnay that, as I said earlier, a revolutionary protest group has risen up that calls itself ABC for anything but Chardonnay. And it's easy to join. You just buy something else. Let me suggest three white wines that are tasty, reasonably priced, and, as you might have guessed, not Chardonnay.
We don't want the Chardonnay police to get after you, Fred.
I know. They'll all be in big trouble, and there are a lot of them, too. But the first alternative wine is Viognier. Now, this is a wine that White Knight Vineyard in California makes a nice one. It has flavors of ripe peaches and pears, and it's only $12. And it's a rich wine, so it goes well with chicken or fish dishes that have rich sauces. Problem is, it's hard to pronounce. It's spelled V-I-O-G-N-I-E-R, and I have a friend who still wants to pronounce it Viognier. So here's a little trick you can use to order. Just tell yourself, just say Viognier. Second, there's a wine called Gewürztraminer, and that's hard to say too. In fact, I had to find a real German once to teach me how to say it. The trick here is just to shorten it to Gewürz, and any shop owner should understand that. And one nice Gewürz is made in California by a winery called Gundlach Bunshu, which is also
You're really getting us with these names. It's a good thing you're not drinking wine when you're trying to pronounce them.
Well, we'll have an English class here and teach everybody. And that's an easy one to pronounce. You just string together four short words, gun, lock, bun, and shoe. Gun, lock, bun, shoe. And this wine is tangy and exotic with very floral aromas and flavors. And it's a great Thanksgiving wine, going well with turkey and stuffing or roast pig. It's $22 a bottle. And finally, there's Albarino, which isn't that hard to say, except for that pesky Enye in the middle. And it's made in Spain's Northern Galicia region by winemaker Martin Kodax. It goes well with that region's North Atlantic seafood, from mussels to clams to grilled octopus. Now, that is exotic, and it's not Chardonnay.
There you go. All right. And as we've been talking earlier, that... we can, Laurie says we can have a drink, but we need to eat with it.
I never try to give medical advice, so I'll just go along with what you folks are saying.
Good. So, Laurie, you said, we should if we're going to drink, or at any time, lean proteins and all of that.
Yes.
So tell us, what is a good protein, and, you know, what is a good fat, not that kind of thing.
Right.
Because we say good and bad, we don't know what it is.
Right. Well, when you're thinking of healthy protein, we want to include more chicken and fish in our daily diet. And if you are choosing red meat, those that have less fat, and if you haven't seen any visible fat, just go ahead and trim those off. So there are different ways of getting in your protein and what you love to eat still, like pork.
Right. And I always say, if you're looking for a lean meat, that you should look for anything with loin in it, L-O-I-N, like sirloin, tenderloin, and remove the visible fat from those.
Exactly. Exactly. So food can taste good. That's the whole point. So it's just important to know how to combine those foods to get the best health benefits.
You know, when I'm cooking, I like to use the idea of, if you trim off all the fat and lose some of the flavor, if you add a little spice then, a little sriracha sauce or something, you get that flavor back and you don't have a flavor deficit.
That's correct.
All of my guys are now giving me cooking tips. This is so wonderful.
We've been doing it 17 years now.
No, Linda, we want your wine something. Tips.
No, you want wine tips from me? I don't think so. No, I think you've grown into this joke.
Yes, we're proud of it.
Yes, I am proud of you. You notice Bonnie's been very quiet. She's not going to talk about what she cooks.
No, I'm not. Baked potatoes.
I think Joe's a secret gourmet chef when we're not looking.
You're right, Fred, by the way. He is a really good chef, and he plays this role of being a bumpkin.
Well, I play it well.
He's been playing it a long time. So we want to think in terms of lean things. And then we were talking about having a snack. Give us some suggestions. What should we have?
Well, if it's a person with diabetes, they want to make sure that if they want to add a snack, that they might be better off just having a protein source. Because if they include carbohydrate-rich snacks alone, they'll never let their blood sugar fall to a normal level. So proteins such as cheese, low-fat cheese, turkey, peanuts and nuts.
I was going to say some nuts.
Yes,
would be good.
Almonds,
yeah.
The best, because it also has omega-3s, and that's another healthy fat. So, but also not being sure that you portion everything, not just eat straight out of the bag. That can be dangerous.
Yeah, that's a problem. Somebody I know very well said to me, "Oh, I can have peanuts," and then he proceeded to eat the entire jar.
Exactly. No, no.
You know what I just heard, Lori? I don't know if either you or Linda know about this. I heard black rice is even better for you than brown rice. Have you heard of that? It was just something I read recently.
We had some here with the chef.
Yes, you know. Black rice is wonderful and delicious.
Forbidden rice, it's called.
Right. But I don't know, and a lot of vegetarians are eating that because they said that. But I don't know the exact nutritional value of both. And I suspect that in some cases it depends how it's harvested, how it's...
It's really delicious. It doesn't have to cook as long as brown rice. It's similar to white rice.
Right. Oh. So, it could be wonderful, but... I don't know the exact answer, but it's delicious, so why not have it?
Okay. I'll bring some in for you next week.
Joe, are you going to put some ground cumin in that you ground?
Yeah, sure.
I would really like you to do that. Well, it's been a really interesting week. Lori Gonzalez, thank you so much for taking the time. You have a busy schedule. Fred Tasker, great advice as always. I don't know. We've had trouble with his sound. Joe and Bonnie, great to be with you. Next week, we're going to be doing Cooking 101. And what we'd like to have is you, our listeners, send in your questions that you have. And we'll answer them. Well, hopefully we will answer them. Send them in to linda@dinnerinminutes.com. And I'll be glad to. And we're going to help Joe finally with his pie crust. We are finally going to get that pie crust done.
Send us your questions.
Yeah. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me next week.
Okay. So just to recap. Cap Everything. It's our spring membership campaign. It's our second day, and we're doing quite well. Our overall goal for this fund drive is to raise $450,000, and we're well on our way. But we do it one pledge at a time. Your pledge is very important. It helps to bring you topical currents. It shows your support for the local programming or regional programming, as Joe likes to say. The way you do it is you make a $5 a month contribution, $100 a month, or something in between at WLRN.org or 866-247-9576. 866-247-9576. And Linda Gassenheimer, we have a special offer during this
Yes, we
show.
Do. And we've been talking about today is National Health Day, and it's concentrating on beet diabetes. And so we have a wonderful, I think, anyway.
It is. It's a great
great present for you at the $150 level. Four of my books. It's Simply Smoothies. It gives you whole.
And there's no fuss diabetes desserts.
Right.
And one pot meals.
Delicious one pot meals.
And quick and easy chicken. A whole book of chicken restaurants. Recipes, and it's 130 pages.
Right. And so all four of those books, and I'd be glad to sign them, personalize them if you need that. You might want to give them as a present or just for yourself.
And they're all published by the American Diabetes Association.
Yes, everyone. Every recipe is vetted by them. And it's just, you know, it's the way we should all be eating, as we've been talking
right.
about. And so they use them as blueprints as to, you know, we've been talking about what is healthy, what isn't healthy. This shows you what you should eat and all.
How about Italian meatloaf with hot pepper lentils? That sounds really good.
Yeah, meatloaf. Fred was talking about meatloaf,
right.
But we can't have the Chardonnay with
okay.
it.
Okay, so the number to call if you want Linda's books for your $150 pledge or just $12.50 a month as a sustaining member, it's WLRN.org, simple, or 866-247-9576. 866-247-9576. And it's a great opportunity. Four books.
Four books. I'm looking at the cover of this No Fuss Diabetes Desserts. And, you know, when you look at desserts for people with diabetes, sometimes they're like, you can have a cookie that's 1 inch square, and that doesn't do anything for me. And so on the cover is a fruit tart with graham cracker crust and strawberries.
And blueberries.
Uh-huh, and a creamy base. Real simple and easy to make. And that book is filled with all desserts that you can actually feel satisfied with a dessert on
right.
it. So those four books is a $150 pledge or $12.50 a month, and I'll be glad to sign them all. But you need to call 866-247-9576, 866-247-WLRN, and show your support for us here at Topical Currents.
Yes, I mean, it's all about the programming. We give you special incentives. We call them to, you know, perhaps get you to the phone maybe a little quicker or get you to your computer a little quicker. But the important thing is to support all your favorite programs on WLRN. How many times have you been in your car and stayed in your car until it was the end of a show or the end of a story? Is that worth $5 a month to you or $10 a month? 866-247-9576 or WLRN.org.
And also, we want to remind you that we still have the offering of lunch with Joe and Bonnie. The way this works is a $250 contribution, which is really quite reasonable when you think about it. You can come to downtown Miami to our WLRN studios and have lunch with Bonnie and me. We'll be with you about an hour. You'll learn more about us. We'll learn more about you. And then you get a tour of the station, which includes WLRN-TV, of course. And then you come upstairs to our Topical Currents studios, and you can be in the broadcast booth while we produce Topical Currents. And it's kind of fun. You get to see how we put it together. You can hear Bonnie and I, our discussions during the breaks, which are quite interesting, too. And it's a very good day. Perhaps if you have a youngster who's interested in journalism or communication as a career, they'd like to come and see how we do
they
it.
They might be interested in cooking, and you might want to come when we have a chef here.
Yes. 866-247-9576, WLRN.org to make that contribution. If you can make a pledge of $12.50 a month on the Sustainer Plan, you'll pick up four of Linda's books that are published by the American Diabetes Association, all vetted by the American Diabetes Association. Or at about $22 a month, you can have lunch with Joe and me. Or for that, you can get both. You know, you can have lunch and you'll get the books.
So they can get both with those. Yes.
Of course.
Okay. All
yeah.
right. That
and autographed.
Good. And autographed for sure, and personalized if you'd like.
And we started the program today, Linda. You said that basically one in three people has
more than that, more than one third of our nation.
Yeah. So if diabetes hasn't touched you directly, certainly it has indirectly. So these books are a great gift. They really are to give to somebody who's struggling with what to eat and how to eat well and still get good tastes.
Exactly. You don't have to have steamed fish and steamed vegetables every day. I mean, that would be so boring. So all of these are flavors from around the world. And as we said, the Mexican pork and bean chili is on the cover of the book. I have another book that I wrote that has beef on the cover. The Simply Smoothies book, you can put a smoothie in your refrigerator. You can get it all done the night before. Take it on your way to work, school, or whatever, and you have a complete meal.
And what's more iconic in South Florida than key lime? How about a key lime smoothie? You use half a cup of low-fat vanilla yogurt, key lime bottled juice, a sugar substitute, water, ice cubes, and into the blender it goes, 30 seconds.
30 seconds, and that's a snack. That's we talked about earlier, but you know what?
Nice
what do you have
tart.
For snacks? It's got that wonderful key lime flavor.
Yeah.
And it's easy.
So pick up Linda's books. You can get all four of them for just $12.50 a month or a $150 pledge. Of course, the number again, 866-247-9576, online, WLRN.org. And lest I forget, perhaps you've heard a lot about it thus far, but let me just repeat that we do have a grand prize drawing for this entire pledge drive, our spring membership campaign. It's a trip to Italy for two, courtesy of NADA's Italy Tours. You will go, your trip will be tailored to your liking. You can visit either Rome, Florence, or the Tuscan countryside, airfare, activities, breakfast, all included in this package. So please make your contribution as generously as you can. Support Topical Currents. Have lunch with Joe and me. Get Linda's books, 866-247-9576, 866-247-9576, or WLRN.org. And thank you to everybody who's made your contribution.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining in today. Remember, a pledge now helps us keep bringing you exceptionally wide variety of programs each and every day on Topical Currents. Help us keep that regional and local flavor on public radio. As always, it's easy to download and listen to the free audio archives of each Topical Currents. Simply go online to WLRN.org and don't forget to see the Topical Currents Facebook page.
WLRN.org, 866-247-9576. Never too late.
Our lead producer is Richard Ives. Technical direction today from Jason Zabka. Stay tuned for the Talk of the Nation next from NPR News. Make that Here and Now next from NPR News.
I guess you did it for so many years.